USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mitch McConnell is disappointed that President Biden pulled the plug on bipartisan negotiations on a sweeping infrastructure upgrade.
They met and exceeded the president's own threshold demands. And then they were left at the table.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Senate Republican leader suggested Biden is listening to the demands of radical progressives. Half of Americans over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. That's more than 140 million people, according to the CDC. This comes after kids as young as 12 became eligible last month and the Pfizer vaccine was made available to them. President Biden will touch down in the UK later today on his first overseas trip since he took office. He's set to attend both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the US-EU summit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
The rise of the COVID-19 Delta variant in the UK has sparked fears of a new wave of the virus and could endanger plans for a full reopening of society this month, despite one of the world's most successful vaccination campaigns. Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show why we need to keep our eye on this new variant.
It is by far the most contagious variant of this virus that we have seen throughout the whole pandemic. It's what has caused the huge spikes in India. It's causing serious increase in cases in the UK, despite the fact that they're very vaccinated. So it really is a problem. The good news is our vaccines seem to be holding up quite well, but the contagiousness and potentially the lethality of this virus, that's really what's concerning many of us.
A new poll from CreditCard.com found that 44% of people surveyed say they're willing to go into debt to treat themselves to a post-pandemic spending spree. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris says she'll visit the southern U.S. border eventually. She just wrapped up a two-day trip to Mexico and Guatemala. Harris meeting with the Guatemalan president to discuss the root causes of illegal migration. Former acting director of ICE Tom Homan tells Fox News he believes Harris needs to be at our U.S.-Mexico border, not Guatemala.
The president of Guatemala said Biden's border policies will cause a surge. The president of Mexico has told them. They know it's causing a surge. You don't have to go to Guatemala to tell people not to come. Their actions speak louder than the word. They see thousands of people being released to the United States. They see ICE is no longer doing interior enforcement operation. Their actions speak louder than the word. So they try to hide from the data. They try to hide the fact that President Trump had a 70-80% decline in illegal immigration. And Biden's border policy has completely reversed that. You know, it really upsets me. Why don't come out here and go to the border and talk to one single border patrol agent and ask them what's causing the surge? She's afraid to hear the truth.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points from 58% to 50%, while her disapproval rating rose from 38% to 44%. The drop in support comes after a series of scandals, including going to the bar with more than 6 people, which violated her own administration's order, and flying a private jet to Florida to see her father while she ordered fellow Michiganders to stay home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.